Hi guys, and welcome back to the Counseling Corner. So excited. We have a returning podcaster again. And as always, I'm super excited. Vicky, will you tell us a little bit about yourself for those of our listeners who have not heard your other podcasts, although they should go back and listen to them.
Thanks, Gabby. Yes, so I'm Vicky. I am a licensed clinical social worker working at Coral Gables Counseling Center. I work mainly with individuals all ages, but I love young adults and up. I do a lot of trauma work, trauma-focused work. I love to work with anxiety and trauma and family members with addiction. That's another thing I actually really like. I don't think I've mentioned here on the podcast, but I do a little bit of everything. I love being a therapist. I really enjoy working at Coral Gables Counseling Center. And I'm here for the, I think this is my third podcast episode, and I'm just having fun trying to, you know, do something different. So thank you, Emmy and Gabby, for having me again. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for being with us. We love having you here. So today's topic is actually resilience, which I'm excited that we're finally talking about, because we've been planning to talk about this for so long and have just not ended up doing a podcast on it, have kind of at the last minute picked a different topic and ran with that. And, you know, I know that this is something you see in your practice a lot, Vicky. So before we really dive in, can you tell us what made you want to talk about resilience? It's such a specific topic.
Definitely. So as you know, I work with a lot of clients who have suffered with trauma and dealt with traumatic experiences. And obviously I've worked with clients with a lot of different kinds of problems too. And one of the things that just amazes me and really just blows my mind about the work that I do, the work that we do as therapists, as life coaches, is seeing how clients can be so resilient and go through such horrific things and such difficult things, and then just keep going and living life with a view of love and joy and still being able to see the beauty in the world. So to me, that blows my mind, number one, but also inspires me and just makes me want to be better and just see more beauty in the world myself too. So that's why I wanted to talk about it, because it really inspires me and it gives me a little motivation, gives me a lot of motivation to keep doing this kind of work. So that's why
I love that. You know, before we started recording, Emmy read the definition for resilience, the psychological definition. It's funny because, I mean, we'll have Emmy read it again now, but it's funny because my definition in my mind, the way I always define resilience, is so different. You know, I think everything changes us, right? I think we can never really go back to a previous way of being after something, I think at least, traumatic has happened. So that's not to say that we'll be negatively affected forever, but I do think we are affected forever. You know, it changes us in some way, but we can come out of it either stronger or we can get past the really, really heavy, difficult time of it. But Emmy, will you read us the definition of what you found the definition of resilience was?
Yes, this is the psychological definition. Psychological resilience is the ability to mentally or emotionally cope with a crisis or to return to pre-crisis status quickly. Resilience exists when the person uses mental processes and behaviors in promoting personal assets and protecting self from the potential negative effects of stressors.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. And so by that definition, right, it's almost like you have to go back to what you were like before something traumatic happened. What do you think of that, Vicky?
Yeah, I think that I understand and I see and I comprehend what that definition is saying, right? It's saying that after a crisis, we're able to bounce back and continue and move forward, right? That seems like in a simple form what it's saying. But I agree with you, Gabby, in that I think that it's not just bouncing back to who we were before, because I completely agree. I don't think we can go back to who we were before, not just crisis, but any experience that we have. I think that I'm not the same person today as I was yesterday. So another thing we spoke about briefly before we started recording was kind of the way that we view resilience. So I want to share with you, both of you and the listeners, what way that I see resilience. And I see it as the ability to bounce back from crisis and adverse events, but not just bounce back, but be able to experience difficult things and trauma and still see the world with a positive view. So still be able to see the good and the joy and the love and the beauty that the world has to offer, despite seeing how ugly the world can be as well. That's how I define it. And, you know, I'm not a dictionary author, but that's how I see it, right? Because that's the part that amazes me about my clients, is seeing that they could go through things that are so hard, and then they're so positive about the world, and they still have so much hope. That's another word that I wanted to put in there. Still having hope after adversity. So I'm interested to know from both of you, how do you see resilience? What is your definition? How would you define it?
Emmy, you want to go first?
I'll go first. The thing with resilience with me is that the bouncing back quickly, everything quickly, getting back to, you know, to happy and positive and quickly. And not everyone is like that, right? Resilience for me, I think, can be a little bit burdensome. I don't feel it as light. You know, I think it, and this is, I know it's a little bit different than what people look at resilience as, but it's, for me, it's like hustling. That hustling is, a lot of people look at it as a positive, like she's a hustler, he's a hustler. And so those are words for me that are very heavy and very burdensome. What about if a person is not a resilient type of person, right? Is there less of an admiration for a person that can't bounce back quickly or can't get back to being happy or positive after having gone through, you know, experiences, negative experiences? They don't have to be big or small. We're not even categorizing them as something horrible or something like not so horrible, right? It's just a negative experience that they've had. What about if in their personality, it's not typical for them to be resilient right away, right? Or what about if that, or maybe they had a negative experience, but they were able to bounce back quickly from that one and be resilient on that one. Maybe there was another negative experience that they weren't able to bounce back so quickly, right? And also in the corporate world, it's used a lot, like she's so resilient, so that in spite of, not corporate, but in the job industry, right? Career industry. He's so resilient because in spite of working thousands of hours, you know, he's still working, he's still there, he's still, you know, working hard. And so those are the things, that's why to me, resilience, it's like I said, it's like hustling. It's like in order to be, you know, they'll withstand whatever they need to withstand at work or at home, because they're such a resilient and strong person, right? And so for me, that is why resilient. And then you do have the people that, you know, like Vicky said, they go through these negative experiences and they bounce back and they're like super positive and super negative, but I'm sorry, super positive and super happy, but it may not necessarily be because of their character, right? It may be because they were strong enough to go to a therapist or a life coach or whatever, and they were able to work through their thing and they've been able to come back, not necessarily quickly, but they've been able to come back eventually, even if it takes a year to do it, they've been able to come back. And so are they less resilient or more resilient, right? Just because you can bounce back. And so I think that for me, that's why resilience for me, I hesitate in using it, like the hustling word. You know, for me, it's like the same.
Yeah.
Even though they have different definitions, for me, they carry that burdensome, you know,
so I think it's almost like the pressure of having to be resilient.
Right. Like finding work-life balance, like finding work. Yeah. Like finding a work-life balance that in itself is stressful. Right. Why? Yeah. Because it's not possible in a life, right. In a world that everything is 50-50, happy 50-50, you know, happy. The other 50 is sad. So it's very difficult to find work-life balance, right? And so you're chasing something that doesn't exist. You may have one day where everything just, like I've said in the past, the stars align and everything is great worth both at work and in your life. But then there may be a day that's not so great at work, but it's great in your life, right? So it's the same type of feeling. Go ahead, Gabby, I interrupted you.
That's okay. And so what I was going to say is that I think that the pressure behind words like resilience and, or, you know, anything like it, you mentioned a few of them, Emmy, I think there is a pressure behind them to be as resilient as the person before you or after you or next to you. And I think that's where the word can become dangerous, because something I always tell my clients is that healing is never linear. Right. Like, you're never going to have the same experience as somebody else in your healing process. And it's not one of these things that gets a little bit better every day. You're going to have ups and downs in this process to move forward. And so despite the fact that it's not linear, I think we are resilient just because we keep going.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You
know? Yes.
And definitely. So I think that where resilience gets like almost like an ugly tone, or it's seen in a negative way, is when you feel this like pressure to be resilient and to be at a certain place, but maybe before you're ready or before your body can handle it or before you've gotten the kind of support you need. And so I think maybe changing our view a little bit on resilience, or changing our clients' views a little bit on resilience, like that doesn't mean you have to be okay in a month, you know? That doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be back to where you were ASAP. It's just that you're going to keep going despite the difficult things that happen to you. And whether they change you or not, you're not going to give up on yourself or your journey forward.
Definitely. And I think that I'm really glad, Emmy, that you brought up what you did about in the career world, in the corporate world, there is a culture of an overworking, right? That is the culture of, I mean, I'm thinking the entire United States, right? We value overworking. That is a part of our culture because we are so lucky that we can do, you know, all of these different things if we so wish, right? But then it becomes a culture where we have to just keep going and bouncing back, like you said. And so I guess what I would say to that is that, you know, when you are bouncing back from these experiences that you're having maybe at work that are stressful or difficult, what does bouncing back mean? Does it mean that you're going without sleep for a couple of days so you can get all of your work done? Because to me, that means that in that time, you're still struggling and maybe you need some support, some resources, some therapy, like you said, some life coaching in order to be able to move forward with that hope or that positive viewpoint on the world. So to me, I don't think that just bouncing back is resilient. I think it's making a conscious effort and being able to move forward, not forget what's happened, but move forward. And like you said, Gabby, keep going. But at the same time, you're using your resources. You're trying to be proactive in feeling better about the things that have happened, or making changes that are necessary in order to not have to deal with the negative things that have happened, et cetera. So
yeah,
I really like that you brought that up, Emmy, because I think, again, it's such a part of our culture to overwork. And it's almost like we get a gold star. Oh, you worked, you know, 60 hours last week. Oh, good for you. Or you stayed after work for however many hours. Good for you. It's not seen as like, no, maybe you should slow down.
Right. Yeah. But that's seen as resiliency, right? Like,
yeah, right. Which I don't think right? it is. And I so, don't think
right,
that is.
Right.
And to Emmy's point, not needing help is also seen as being resilient, mm-hmm. which I think that's another view that needs to change, because I think that, you know, what makes us resilient is finding the help when we need it and using our resources to get to the other side of these things that inevitably will happen to us in life, right? Like, bad shit happens. It's probably going to be happening for the rest of our lives in some way, maybe not really terribly huge traumatic things, but potentially, right? And so accepting the fact that you need help, that you have all these resources, that there's life coaches and therapists and groups and, you know, like people to talk to that can help you, you know, find that resilience or find yourself in a place of resilience.
Right. And I was thinking of another example. For example, new moms and new dads, you don't have to do it alone, right? To be resilient.
Of course.
Go to your, if you have the resources and family members are offering their help, to go ahead and take it. It doesn't mean you're less or more resilient because you accept their help.
And I'm glad you bring that up too, because one of the main things that, as I was, you know, doing my research and learning about this a little bit more, one of the main things that is an indicator in adolescent resilience, so the ability to be able to move forward for young people specifically, that's where a lot of the research is having some strong personal relationships. Doesn't even have to be a ton of people, but if you have one or two really great relationships with adult figures, with friends, that is an indicator that you're going to be resilient and be able to, you know, have that healthy moving forward.
Right, asking for the help, getting what helps is probably in your case what makes you resilient, to be strong enough to ask for the help
to be able
rather
to
than
do
doing it alone. And so that's what I wanted to make sure that we kind of differentiated a little bit. And also, I just want to correct myself here. The definition that I gave you guys was a Wikipedia definition, but the one I looked up APA also, and that's the one I meant to read. And so it reads a little bit different. So I do want to read it. This is from the American Psychology Association or Psychological Association. Okay. Psychologists define resilience as the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant sources of stress, such as family and relationship problems, serious health problems, or workplace and financial stressors. As much as resilience involves bouncing back, in quotes, from these difficult experiences, it can also involve profound personal growth. And so I think that that is more, Vicky, in line with what you were mentioning at the beginning of the podcast.
Yes, that word, it can also mean profound personal growth, definitely, mm-hmm. because just being able to have hope and positive attitude and feel excited about things when things have been really tough, I find that's personal growth, right? Being able to say, oh, this happened, but you know what? I'm going to keep going because I want to have a beautiful life. That, I think, is personal growth. I'm glad that you read that definition, because I was looking at a lot of different definitions when I was researching this, and I can't tell you where this one is from. Right, but I took note of a bunch of them, and I want to read one of them to you, which I think is really awesome, which is the capacity of a dynamic system to adapt successfully. The reason I like this is because we are a part of a system, right? Mm-hmm. Human beings. And does our system work without the other parts? No, it doesn't. We need the other parts. We need the community. We need our therapist.
I love that.
I liked that one a lot.
Yeah, that one's more in line also with what we were discussing.
Yeah. And then one other one I want to share with you guys, mm-hmm. which I also liked a lot, was that resilience can be a biopsychosocial and spiritual phenomenon. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? First, I just want to hear your thoughts about what you think about that definition, because I'm going to tell you what I think, but I'd like to hear what you think first. I'll read it again. Mm-hmm. It's a biopsychosocial and spiritual phenomenon. What do you think?
That's a lot. That's a lot of pressure.
A lot for a Monday.
a lot of pressure for one word, right? I think it almost makes it seem like elusive. Like, can you really be resilient? Like,
I get what you're saying, Gabby. I get what you're saying. It's like big words, you know, like throwing at you. But I just like the word spiritual phenomenon, because spiritual can mean so much to so many different things to different people. But for me, that ability to still have a positive viewpoint on the world is spirituality. That's spirituality to me, because that says I'm okay. I can cope because I know that there's good. There's something good. I don't know what it looks like.
Something good out there.
I can't touch it maybe, but I know it's out there. So that's why I really liked this one, because having that ability and that, to me, that's spirituality. So I thought that they were very well connected, those two words, resiliency and having like a spiritual phenomenon. It doesn't have to be a religious thing. It's just about kind of, again, just having, I guess I'm going to use like a religious word. The word that came to mind is having faith. Okay, I can move forward.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, outside of a religious view, faith in yourself, right? And in what you're saying, Vicky, which is just in good in the world.
Yeah. In something.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, I think for me, the biopsychosocial aspect of it, where you're connecting your the biology. First of all, I agree with Gabby in that this is a lot for that one word, right? Yeah. To carry, right? Especially like phenomenon. For me, it means, I mean, I have to look up the definition, but for me, it means like something spectacular or remarkable, or so it, again, looking at-
Or uncommon. Like,
uncommon
felt like to me
felt like, but I right? like so what happens with to me with that word, I look at words a lot, right? And how it feels on people, how it, and for me it just feels like it's not that easy to reach, like it's hard to reach to get to that point, right? And so almost a sense of impossibility is what that word sense, you know,
sounds like,
tells me, right? But I do like the biopsychosocial part, because again, it's connecting what we're talking to me. I'm not an expert on any of this, but for me, it's that connecting the biology, the psychological, and the social aspect all together in order to come out resilient, right? Like that you don't have to go at it alone, right? And that it involves, you know, your biology, are you taking care of yourself? You know, that part, the psychology, like you're looking at three aspects in your life to help you get to the point of resilience. That's the way I'm looking at it. I don't know what that definition means as far as the biopsychosocial, but I think it brings in the biology of the person, meaning, are they doing the self-care? Are they doing, you know, this is just the life coach view that I'm seeing, right? Like, are they taking in the wellness part and they're taking in the psychological part and they're taking the part of the social, right? Your relationships, your things, and they're throwing in the spirituality. And so I think that what it tells me is by incorporating all these four aspects of your life and looking at each aspect of your life, then you can get to that point of resiliency, right? And so that's, to me, when you leaving that word out, I think that the interconnection, like you mentioned before, the interconnection of these three areas and putting in the spiritual and connecting with the spiritual makes, you know, a person comes out even more resilient, or more, you know, the resilience, I don't know. It's just you come out stronger. By connecting and working on these areas of your life.
Yeah. And, you know, Emmy, it's funny. I always think about this. So I love that you said that you always look up the definition of words, because I think we tend to stray from the definition that words are. And we all do it. Like, I felt the same thing. I mean, when it said like spiritual phenomenon, like it felt like just out of reach, right?
Right, out of reach.
And so I think that we tend to take these words that we hear often, and look, like all of us define resilience differently a little bit, right?
Right. Yeah.
And we read like what, three or four different definitions just now of it. And all of them sound pretty different, right? We could easily like consider that they might all be different words if we didn't know they were one definition, you know, they were the definition of one word. And so I think that we tend to get caught up in what certain words mean to us. And I've noticed this lately, because it happens all the time in couples counseling with me, right? Where one person will describe their partner with using a word that the other partner doesn't like, and they're just defining them differently, right?
Right.
And we'll get really stuck on these words. And so I like when we're able to shift each other's perspectives, maybe to see certain words in a more positive way, and to really figure out like, what, how are you defining, you know, phenomenon or resilience or spirituality, like
empower is another word. Like, it's a lot, you know, to, you know, and what does it exactly, does it mean?
Empower. Did you say empower?
Empower. Like, you know, empowering women and empowering this and empowering. So empower to me, like, that's another like big word, like it's loaded, right? And so it's a little bit of, okay, what exactly do you mean when you empower, you know, someone? Are you empowering them? You know, what exactly are you trying to achieve by empowering, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's another word that for me, it's like, you know, and it's used like a positive, like, you know, strengthening and giving women power, and not only women, but just in general, you know, like when you empower someone, it's like, what exactly does that mean? Right. And I'm sure that people will, a lot of people will have different definitions around that too.
Yeah. Right? Definitely. Yeah. And so I'm glad we did it on, sorry to interrupt you, Vicky. I'm glad we did it on resilience, because I feel like it can be seen in such a positive light. And I think trying to shift our mentality to a more positive light around resilience might make people more open to kind of taking that step and finding that.
And I want to just, as we're talking about it, clarify that to me, you know, as we're talking about this and we're defining what resilience is, it doesn't mean that you experience something negative and then the next day you're, you know, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. It means that you have the ability to just keep going, you know, despite this. Right.
And overcome, which getting to a point where, I'm sorry, Vicky, I thought you were done. Okay.
No, I was just.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead, Vicky. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, and even that, even me saying, oh, it means that you're able to just keep going. Well, what does just keep going mean? You know, that to me, that means, you know, you're doing your normal daily activities, you're talking to your friends, but maybe to some other people, that means taking, you know, a month off work and staying home, you know, right. So it is difficult for us to define these words. There's a lot of different definitions, but it's funny that I was just going to say that, as Gabby brought up how the power of words and how we define things is really important. It's funny because when Emmy was talking about how she thought of that one definition, spiritual phenomenon, as being something so out of reach and being so spectacular, I thought, you know what? I wasn't even thinking of it like that before. I was thinking of it in a completely different way. I was thinking of it as like, oh yeah, it's just phenomenon. That's just something that can happen. I'm connecting it more with the spiritual word. But really, yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, phenomenon is something rare, right?
Rare.
Or you know what? Now I have to look up the definition of phenomenon.
Right. And I think also with the resiliency part, I think that just the fact, like you were saying, Vicky, going back to what you were saying, that it doesn't mean that then life, once you're resilient, you know, you've dealt into your issues, and you've come out of whatever situation, you've been more resilient. And I'm doing air quotes right here. Like you said, it doesn't mean that then you're good, right? That everything's going to be great after. But for me, what it shows is that now you have the tools, or now that you've gone through that negative aspect, you've come out of it. Now you have the tools that if you fall into that again, now it's going to be much easier for, it may be much easier for you to get out of it, having the tools and knowing how to deal with that situation. And so I think that those ups and downs and having those tools to then use when things come up again, those ups and downs, like non-linear, like Gabby was saying, and having those tools is what makes us resilient too, right? Like having the now learning
using the tools,
using the tools,
being able to actually use the tools,
right? Using the tools to actually, you know, come out of things that may happen again, right? Maybe they may maybe different things, but just being able to use the tools. And I think that that to me is also resilience, a positive view on resilience.
Yeah, definitely. Can I, and I just want to point out that I don't think that there's a time frame for bouncing back. Everyone has a different time frame. Everyone perceives what has happened to them differently. We are all completely different, right? I know we talked about that before. So there's no time frame for you to bounce back. Something, you know, maybe you got fired from your job and that might take a certain amount of time to be able to, you know, bounce back. But then maybe you have a death in the family. That's probably going to take a little bit longer, right? More or time. A lot longer. So it just depends, I think, on the person and also what's happened. What are you, quote unquote, bouncing back from? And I don't think that there's a time frame because we're all individual.
Right. I agree. And I think that even like bouncing back, you may not want to bounce back, right? You may want to bounce forward into another, you know, move forward into a different you, right? A different situation. Maybe you don't want to be back in the old place where you were before, right? Maybe going through the resiliency and learning these tools and is actually helping you bounce forward so that you can move forward in life rather than going back to the same old, same old. Maybe you do want to go back, bounce back, but maybe you don't. Maybe you don't want to go to back to the same old.
Or maybe you're unable to.
Or maybe you're unable to. And right, good point. Your life is no longer what it was at that time. And so now you can bounce back to where you were before. And it's a matter of then bouncing forward, like I call it.
I love bouncing forward. And I think I'm going to now use bounce forward rather than bounce back, because we're going to bounce forward into whoever we are now. Like Gabby was saying in the beginning, you're probably not going to be the same version of yourself after adversity, right? You're going to be something, someone different, have different viewpoints. So when you're ready to bounce forward,
right?
However long that takes.
I love that.
See who the new version of you is, but you're not going back. We're going to bounce forward. I love that so much.
I love it.
It's the coach life coaching part, right?
We're bouncing forward.
awesome.
So, go
ahead, Vicky.
No, there's just one other thing that I was thinking of when you were talking about the biopsychosocial definition. And I completely agree with you. I think that all of those components are really important. And in my research, all of those components were things that help people be resilient, right? Mm-hmm. Having physical health, self-care, social relationships, close social relationships, psychological health, therapy, those kinds of things. So I love how you said that. I mean, I just wanted to say that because all of those things I think are really important for our overall well-being and health, but also to be able to bounce forward.
Thank you.
I love it. We should call this podcast Bouncing Forward.
Bouncing forward. Yes, that's it. That's the name. I love it. Awesome.
It would have been cool to maybe put this whole video recording on the website, because I'm talking with my hands up, going up, throwing them up. People can't see that.
Always.
That's good.
Gabby, do you have anything to add? Anything you think that?
I love it. And you know, I will add something after saying no. I love that we have these podcasts because I think there's so much left unsaid, right? There's so many blanks to fill in day-to-day conversation in this very fast paced world that we're living in. And so when somebody says how a statement, right, a comment like resilience is so important, look at the way that just three different people in, you know, the same community who spend a lot of time together, all of our different views on resilience and how we would have been filling in those blanks had we not had this conversation. And so I love that we're able to do this and that we're able to sit and kind of see where we're at and how we view things and fill in the blanks for each other and for everyone in listener land, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully.
Definitely. I love to hear the different viewpoints. I love to hear what's in your mind. You know, that's another thing that inspires me, hearing from you, hearing your different points of view. So thank you for that.
Same.
Welcome. the non-therapist in the room.
At this point, you're a therapist by osmosis.
By osmosis, yes.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, so I'm done. Vicky.
Yes.
Thank you for being with us again and chatting with us again.
Of course, I'll be back.
I love this. I know. I love all of these recordings that we do with you, right? Because they're very, yeah. They're very, they make us think. And so I love that. And hopefully they're making our listeners think also.
I hope so too.
And it's a wrap. Bye.
Bye, guys.